You know what I'm sick of? I am so sick of being around people who constantly say, "Oh, I'm so sad. Oh, life sucks. Oh, I can't be bothered. Oh, I'm so tired." Guys, fix it. I know it sounds really easy to say and a lot harder to do, but trust me, it is worth it. And I know you can do it. Hello, guys. Welcome to the first episode of the Thoughts on Growth podcast. I wanted to start us off with a bit of a bang, with a bit of a pep talk, I guess. I just want to let you guys know, you have so much more power over your life than you realize. Like, the things you can do while you're here is absolutely crazy. Like, think about people who, when they die, sorry to get dark on you guys, but when they die, they're going to have this legacy behind them. You know? Like the guy who invented planes. I don't know if these people are already dead or not, but whatever. That's not the point of knowledge I need for this. You have a choice what kind of legacy you leave behind, if you even leave one at all. Sorry to sound harsh, but like, it's your choice. Your mind really creates your reality. If you sit in your room all day just thinking, "Oh, my life sucks. Oh, this is horrible. Blah, blah, blah. I'm so ugly. Oh, I need to eat better. Blah, blah." Nothing is going to change until you make it change. You literally have to force it to change. There's some things you can't control, but there is a hell of a lot that you can. And, like, what does whinging about it do? Like, even if you genuinely cannot change it, does whinging about it actually make your situation any better? No. So stop doing it. Seriously. It makes you so draining to be around. No one wants to talk with you. No one wants to sit next to you. Because all they're hearing is, "Oh, blah, 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 blah." Shut up. Get off your ass. And go do something. Go do something that's going to make you feel good. Because chances are, watching random TikToks on your phone, watching stupid YouTube videos, listening to sad music, although there is a time for listening to sad music, I'm all for, like, you know, getting out your emotions and stuff. You don't want to be carrying that burden. But it's really not good for you. And if you're just sitting around being sad all the time, like, there's a reason you're sad. Because you're just sitting around being sad all the time. You know? You have to do something that you know is going to make you not feel sad anymore. Or at least kind of improve your mood a little bit. You have to take responsibility for what you're doing. Because to a certain extent, or honestly, to most of the extent, it's kind of your fault. Like, not to sound harsh or anything, but, like, it kind of is your fault. And you have this amazing power to change things. And, yeah, it just makes me so sad hearing people say that. Because, like, I literally want to grab them by the shoulders, shake them, and be like, there is more to life than this. You can have everything you want. But in order to get everything you want, you have to become deserving of everything you want. You have to become the kind of person that gets those things you want. If you want money, you have to become the kind of person who would get a lot of money. Chances are that person isn't just sitting on their bed scrolling on TikTok all day. You know, they'd actually do things that would give them money. That's probably the biggest piece of advice I would have for anyone listening, is to get the things you want, you have to be the kind of person who would get those things. You know, you have to actually attract it. And there is a lot of crap about manifestation out there. But in its simplest form, you just have to believe that you can have it and then do the work towards it. And those things will come at you. Because who do you reckon is going to get more followers on Instagram, YouTube, Pinterest, I don't know, whatever, TikTok? The person who never posts, never interacts with followers, never whatever, or the person who posts every day, good quality content, replies to comments? Like, it's pretty obvious, right? You have to show up to your own life with that attitude. If you want to see results, you have to put the work in. And the more work you put in, the better the results are going to be. I understand sometimes you don't have the energy, but I also think we can get very tired by telling ourselves we don't have the energy. How badly do you want it? No, seriously, how badly do you want it? Because I can guarantee you, if you needed to make $1 million by 10 p.m. tonight, and that you literally had to, or you were going to have to be homeless or whatever, I can pretty much guarantee you'd find a way to make the money. You have to approach your life like that. Do you get what I'm saying? If you have goals, okay, are these your goals or are they goals someone else has put on you? Another thing that makes me really sad is when I see or read about, like, kids whose parents have put pressure on them to do certain things for their career or whatever. At the end of the day, I'm not trying to be a bad influence or anything, but at the end of the day, whether your parents approve of it or not, it's your life. They're probably going to be dead, and you're still going to be working that job that you went to uni and got for them. Like, follow what you want to do. Not what they want you to do. Not what you think everyone else would be okay with. Not what you can easily explain to everyone else. Do what you want to do. Stop choosing just the reliable path. It's probably good to have an option, but you need to be doing what you want to do. And the more confidence that you have in yourself that you can actually do that and it will pay off, the more likely it is to actually pay off. It's kind of incredible how this stuff works. And it kind of makes me want to laugh because it's quite simple and sort of no one really follows it. Put in the work. Stay strong. Believe in yourself. Fuck whatever else thinks and you'll be good. That's all there is. I know this was a really short episode. I'm sorry. I'm a bit rusty. I apologize that I just kind of yelled at you guys the whole time. I do really want to make a community where, you know, you guys can ask me questions. Please, please. It makes me so happy seeing that people would trust me to give them advice. And I love helping people. And yeah, I hope you guys know how much it would mean to me for anyone to send through a question. Obviously, take my advice with a grain of salt. Just a girl. But yeah, this is something I really love, reading books and watching videos and stuff to get the most out of life. And I really hope that I can help you guys do that same thing, or at least, you know, in future episodes, it won't be so, you know, me being a bit harsh to you guys. It should be, you know, a sprinkle of tough love, but a whole lot of just, you can sit down, listen to my podcast, ask me questions, and kind of get away from the brunt of life, and just know that you're meant for such big things, and no one can take that away from you. And you have the power and the energy and the amazingness to do whatever you want. You deserve everything you want. I love you guys. Thank you so, so much for listening. Promise future episodes will be better. I love you guys. Bye. Thank you.